The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
But obviously, this time of year, Dublin Airport is the place to be, and an estimated 93,000 people passed through the airport yesterday. It was the busiest day of the Christmas season. This comes on the back of the DAA yesterday seeking to raise the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, 36 million a year. Kenny Jacobs, CEO of Dublin Airport Authority, joins now to tell us more. Kenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well, and happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas to you.
93,000 out there yesterday.
Yeah, it was a big day. There's bigger days to come. So December 26th and 27th, as the Irish Exodus heads to places like the Canaries for a bit of winter sunshine, there's bigger days to come. But the airport is really, really busy, really, really buzzing. Fantastic festive cheer as people are welcoming Irish people back from Australia, from the States, from everywhere. So we're really, really delighted. It's a great place to be at this time of year.
The buzz must be off the clock because you have those emotional reunions of different generations of families.
It's great. It's great. At both airports, we're really knocking it out of the park in terms of helping people reconnect. We've got live music. We had an elf party yesterday at Dublin Airport.
An elf party.
How could you beat it? How could you beat it? It's been really good. Santa Claus will be welcomed in, and air traffic control will welcome him and Rudolph in. And we even arrested the Grinch at Dublin Airport
rightly
yesterday.
So. Absolutely. Rightly so. I've started with my family now getting this thing of if my wife or anyone is travelling, to pick them up, to meet them. You know, the Germans have a word for being met by somebody at the airport, that it has this, it's such a pleasure to walk through the gate and see somebody to meet you, that the Germans, not a word I can remember at the moment, but they have a word for it.
It's great. People, when you haven't seen someone for a long, long time and you're at those arrival gates, it's wonderful just to go up and see those families reconnect. Also, when the Irish soldiers came back from the Leb, it's wonderful. And when all, sports teams are coming back, or the people are coming back from the team back from the Olympics, we love that. It's really, really special time at the airport.
And I think just as you walk through and you sense the Irish ground and Irish ground staff. Yeah. Oh, it's just a wonderful feeling.
It's great. Yeah. And the amount of stuff we shift. So like in Dublin Airport this year, we'll sell close to 1.5 million pints of Guinness.
Oh my God.
Which is huge. We'll sell over 500,000 bags of Tato. it's the airports, Dublin and Cork airports are great places that showcase Ireland. That's Irish music, culture and Irish welcome and food and drink. And we want to do way more of that in the next few years ahead.
It's actually closed Christmas Day, is it?
It's the one day that we're closed. Now we'll still
have... a ghost town?
No, it's not like a ghost town. The next morning, Stephen's morning, is really, really busy from very early. So we will have people in over Christmas Day, just monitoring everything, getting the airport set up for the next day. You have to have people looking at the airfield. Security will be in. So there will be a team in working Christmas Day, but it's the one day that flights don't operate.
Sure. I'd love to see it on that day. It must be very different still, no matter what you say. So to go to the matter of the cap, which people here talk of all the time, the most recent submission, this is just yesterday, a planning application. What's all that about?
So this is a no-build application. This is us saying, look, operationally we can handle 36 million already, but we would like to remove the 18-year-old 32 million planning condition to do with traffic congestion 18 years ago coming to and from the airport. That's unhelpful, but it's still a planning condition. So we have submitted to Fingal County Council what we call an operational no build application. We're not going to build anything new,
sure,
but it's basically saying we are comfortable that we can handle 36 million. Let us handle 36 million and remove the 32 million cap. That will further allow us to have some growth at Dublin while we're ultimately waiting for the 40 million application that does require us to build some stuff, which we submitted to Fingal County Council over a year ago.
That was over a year ago.
That was over a year ago.
You saw about the build content of that. What exactly is that?
So the build content of that, if you picture Dublin Airport, that would be us building new aprons out in the airfield, us building new piers at T2 and at T1 that will have new stands, that will allow Ryanair, Aer Lingus and other airlines to grow. That will allow us, see us building a ground transportation centre. So Dublin Airport is already the biggest bus station in the country. We will expand that facility, which we call the atrium, which is where the buses arrive to and from the airport so it can take Metro North. So we'll be building a lot of stuff. We'll also be building about 400 million worth of sustainability investments. So replacing all the old energies that we use, adding more solar farms, changing the drainage system at the airport. So there'll be over 2 billion investment goes in with that 40 million infrastructure application. That sees us getting from 32 to 40 million once we get that granted by Fingal. I'm sure there'll be some objections to it, and then it'll go on to Embord Pleanála. So it'll take about 4 years for that ultimately to be approved and for us to get on with that infrastructure work. I wish it could go faster.
4 years for it to be cleared.
Yeah, I think so. But look, that's the way planning is working in Ireland at the moment on critical infrastructure, and we want that to go faster. I mean, I'll contrast that with London Stansted Airport.
Yeah.
They want to grow by twice the amount that we want to grow. So we want to add 8 million new capacity. They want to add 16 million new capacity. And from when they submitted the application to it already being approved was 14 months.
Right.
So we need to get faster at this.
Why are they so different?
They're so different because we have very, very different planning systems between the UK and Ireland.
Is that unique now to Ireland or is that an EU thing?
It's unique to Ireland. I think it's unique to Ireland and it's unique in the context of Dublin Airport. So we apply to Fingal County Council. Yeah. It then goes on to Embord Pleanála. You then have noise regulation done by a different regulator who's ANCA. So that's three different regulators and regulatory systems looking at your planning application. In the UK, if you're an airport, because they've classified it as strategic and very important to the economy, you go straight to the government and you say, this is what I want to do.
Everybody would classify it as strategic and very important to the economy.
I think most people listening today and most people out in the street would say absolutely. Look, the Dublin Airport represents over 2.5% of our GDP, so it's absolutely central to the economy. I think we know this. I'm very happy that people are talking about the cap, because I think we've now made everybody realise, look, we're an island, off the periphery of Europe. We're massively dependent on tourism. We're massively dependent on being an open economy and FDI. So we need a strong aviation sector, and Dublin Airport is the nation's airport, and we need it to keep growing. So I'm hoping the new Taoiseach will ask me for what's your 25-year plan, because aviation and Dublin Airport and all the airports in Ireland need to get back to the position of being drivers of the economy, drivers of tourism and drivers of jobs.
Right. Just to bring me back, for those who don't know, how the cap kind of came into place, because it's all the way back to 2007 or something.
Even before that. So the condition was put in place in 2007, but it was thought up about 19 years ago. 19 years ago, you didn't have T2 at Dublin Airport, you just had T1. You didn't have the port tunnel, you didn't have the M50 functioning the way it does, and you didn't have a lot of the motorways around Dublin. So 20 years ago, Dublin was the worst capital city in Europe for traffic. It's not anymore. Yeah. We'd all like it to be better, but it's not anymore. So it's a near 20-year-old condition based on traffic conditions, and it was the volume of cars coming to the terminal. Now, 20 years later, I'm delighted to say that over a third of the people who come to and from Dublin Airport come on the bus. That's great for sustainability, and that's the future direction of travel. So traffic coming to and from Dublin Airport is never a problem. If you contrast that with any London airport, any big European airport, it's in a much, much better place. So the need for the cap and the condition around traffic congestion doesn't exist anymore. That's why we're looking
to replace it. It came about at the time, you were seeing numbers around 23 million?
Yeah.
And so 32 seemed like loads of leeway with this.
And it did at the time. But I think that's one of the things that we've learned also, because we need to get better at this, is that you might be at 23 thinking, oh, 32 is ages away.
Yeah.
It's not. You know, 40.
It's a recurring theme in Ireland, isn't it?
It's a recurring theme in Ireland.
50, it's not really as big as it could be. When you do the port tunnel, it's.
So we should all take a big long term view. So definitely, as soon as we get this 40 million application granted by Fingal and then by Embord Pleanála, within a year, we will be back in with the next planning application that will be 55 or 60 million. And people listening might say, you're nuts to say that. But we're not. You have to take a 25 or longer term view with critical infrastructure like airports so that you can get it right. For the past 2 years, you know, there's more airline demand out there than we've been able to serve because of the passenger.
And they're not happy about that, as we know.
And they're not happy about that. And then there was a myth that, oh, they'll just go to the regional airports. They haven't. Where they've gone to is Gatwick. Where they've gone to is Manchester. So I think it's really important that we realise that aviation drives our economy. It's really good for tourism. We have to allow aviation to grow in a sustainable way.
Yeah.
But you have to take a long-term view with building critical infrastructure like
right. And is it impacting at the moment? You know, we hear Michael Leary talking a lot about this, obviously, and talking about routes that he can't expand or new routes that he can't start. So is it actually impacting at the moment?
It absolutely is. So if I just take Q1 next year, January, February, March next year, for the first time since 2008, when Ireland landed on its backside with the Celtic Tiger, Q1 of next year, Irish aviation will grow at -3.3%. European aviation will grow at +6.5%. So that's a 10% difference between what's coming in and out of Ireland and flights in Q1 versus what's coming in and out of Europe. We've always been ahead of Europe. Mm. That's because of the passenger cap. This Christmas, there's about 90,000 less seats available because we have less slots because of the passenger cap. What's happened in Holyhead, what normally would have happened is that Aer Lingus and Ryanair would have put on some specials. So Michael's absolutely right. There would be more seats available to people coming in and out this Christmas if it wasn't for the passenger cap. Are fares higher? Yes, they are. So fares are higher compared to this time.
Hearing a few shock stories now around the fares, and also Holyhead is obviously feeding into that as well. Some really like high ticket prices going out there.
There are not high ticket prices for a number of reasons. Look, if you're booking the day before, you'll always pay a high fare. That's the way it works.
That's dynamic pricing
with any airline.
The Oasis style dynamic pricing.
That's exactly what that is. But if you take the three key weeks of Christmas and you look at the two airlines and you look at all their UK to Ireland routes and add it all up, in aggregate, it's about 15% higher compared to this time last year. So ticket prices are up.
Yeah, not good news for anybody. Talking about the impact and the slowness of the process, where are the main kind of objections coming from? What slows it down?
What slows it down is a couple of things. There's a lot of players involved in the system that I've just described. So you've got the local county council. And look, every one of this does a really, really good job. I'm not critical of any individual group, but it's a big, big system. You've the local county council, you've on board Planola. You then have a noise regulator. Then you have ourselves. We should have applied for planning sooner as well. And we've learned from that. Then you have all the objectors that can be there. And the objectors can be individuals or they can be organised environmental groups. So it's a big, big system. I think one key thing that we should introduce that does exist across Europe is just deadlines on planning decisions.
Yeah.
You can make a proposal and it can go into the planning system to be reviewed by Embora Planola. There's no deadline. It might come back in 6 months. It might come back in 3 years. So I think we have to put deadlines in place. I think we have to revisit what is strategic and who applies directly to on board Planola. And I think we have to say what are the priorities that we want for our economy.
The two I hear the most about are the environmental side of things and the sound, obviously. How influential are they?
Look, they're influential because they're very important topics. So I think carbon in aviation is a really hard one to crack, but I think it will be cracked. Ultimately, it's going to be new aircraft with new energy sources. They're going to be hydrogen cells and using sustainable aviation fuel as a kind of a hybrid aircraft at some point in the future. That's going to take a bit longer. On noise, this is really, really important. And we take noise very, very seriously because it does exist. And it does, you know, we don't want to keep anybody up at night. Now, we're happy we've got two runways and we've taken a lot of noise away because the previous two runways that we had, one was a crosswind runway that used to put flights over Beaumont, Whitehall, Santry. Now, that doesn't happen anymore. But there are people impacted by noise. We've insulated hundreds of homes in the north side. We buy out the homes if they're really close to the runway.
Sure.
And we've got about 30 noise monitoring stations in place. Now, we want to insulate, Tom, hundreds of more homes in the north side because we don't want noise to be an issue for people. So there's nighttime noise, there's daytime noise. On the nighttime noise in particular, we want to insulate people's bedrooms so that you don't have it as an issue in your life. So we take it seriously and we want to fix it as best we can.
Okay. I saw a little interview with Michael O'Leary, and he was very entertaining in it as always. He said he was confident there'd be no Greens in the next government. He was correct. So we have a new government, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. How is that shaping up towards this?
Well, look, I'm happy that it was in both their manifestos. So I hope what was in the manifestos becomes transcribed into the programme for government. From the interaction I have, I think both parties are absolutely pro-economy. They know that aviation and all the airports are really important to driving jobs, driving tourism. So I hope that will continue. So I think we'll see support broadly. Now, there's still a system there in terms of what can they actually do. It's on us to get planning approved. But their political support for the planning process to evolve and continue to change and for new things to go into the national planning framework, I think would be helpful. But in the meantime, it's up to us to get planning. In the meantime, the Irish courts have already decided that the passenger cap at Dublin Airport is now a matter for the European Court of Justice to decide. So I think they will decide within the next 12 months that a domestic planning condition like the one at Dublin Airport cannot take precedence over EU regulations, sure, which is clear. And that would be an important precedent to be set, not just for Ireland, but across Europe.
Yeah. But for now, though, you're stuck with that cap, right?
We're stuck with the cap, but we'll have growth next year because the courts have said, as well as sending it off to Europe to determine, they said the cap can't exist next summer, and that's the seven busiest months of the year. So I would be expecting that we'll have a million extra passengers at Dublin next year, which is good because it's going to support the economy. We'll also see big growth at Cork, which I'm delighted to say is Ireland's fastest growing airport this past year.
Another thing for Cork to go on about, my God, as if they don't have enough already. I'll regret saying that, I know.
You will.
Kenny, listen, thanks very much for that, and continued success at Dublin Airport, and I think all those happy faces coming through, if anyone wants to drive out and cheer themselves up for Christmas.
Thanks, Tom.
Good thing to do. Kenny, thank you very much indeed. Kenny Jacobs there, CEO of Dublin Airport Authority.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.